This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show with me, Laryngitis Jesse, right here on a Thursday. Of course, it's an Ask Jesse Thursday, and we're digging into this right now. We have a bunch of stuff we're going to get to this hour, but the guy was asking if I think the shooter was groomed by someone he met at the local shooting range. Well, one, I don't know. I talked about this at a little bit of length last night. If you missed any part of the show, whatever, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, you can go download a podcast of it. But I talked about this a little bit last night, just things we're finding out. The guy, he was smart enough, trained enough to recon the area with the drone beforehand. Look, again, set aside your emotions, my emotions. We hate him. He's gone. His head's now a canoe. It's over. We can analyze this thing dispassionately, and we can. That already shows a certain level of forethought there. A week before the event, we now know because of his internet search, he was researching the event, registering for the event. What's that tell you? Well, he's not some crazy commie hothead who woke up the morning of the Trump rally and decided he was going to go be an assassin that day. This is a human being who was planning and taking the necessary steps. And we can point all day long to the failings of the Secret Service if we're going to be extremely nice about it. But the truth is, this assassin, he did everything right except for the shooting part. And even the shooting part, if you look at how it lines up time-wise, he did that right too. Trump turned his head at the exact right moment, or Trump is dead. You heard him. Trump, by his own admission, said that in the speech. If I don't turn my head and look at that, he had a illegal immigration poster up. If he doesn't look at that, he's gone. That assassin did everything right. 20 years old, and he cobbled together the equipment and the know-how to assassinate the Secret Service-protected former president of the United States of America. Where did he gain this knowledge? Well, look, I don't know, and I don't know that we'll ever know. Is it possible to acquire this kind of knowledge simply by reading, spending enough time online? Well, let's be honest. If you know where to look, there is a wealth of information available online about how to make this, how to do that. And I don't even know. I'm completely unfamiliar with what is called the dark web. I don't even know how you get on that, whether there's a special portal or something. What I do know is every time I talk to one of these tech guys, apparently there's this internet world out there where you just order illegal stuff like explosives and whatever. There's just a very dark, dark, dark parts of the internet. Did he go to one of these dark parts and acquire some knowledge he probably shouldn't have? I don't know. He comes off to me like someone who either did that, either he's the world's ultimate do-it-yourselfer, one of these guys. You know, Jewish producer Chris is one of these guys. If he has to change the brakes out on a 1957 Chevy, Chris would just go to the internet and teach himself how to do it, and then he would do it. Don't lie, Chris. Yes, you would. Maybe he's one of those guys, only instead of changing out the brakes, he's a murderer. I don't know. I find that harder to believe. But I'm being honest with you, I'm also not at all familiar with the whole dark web internet thing. I don't know how much darkness and dark training and materials are out there. I don't know. It looks to me like this is, well, you know what, forget about looks to me. This is an individual who is trained. He's 20 years old. 20-year-old men do not operate with this amount of forethought, with this amount of planning without training. Now, I didn't say he was trained by the FBI. I didn't say he was trained by Iran or the Russians or the Chinese. I don't know. He may be self-trained. Self-training counts too. But what I do know is this. What we know by now is this. This is not just some deranged nutcase who, in a fit of passion, woke up and decided he was going to murder Donald Trump. He planned. He bought things. Purchasing drones ahead of time. Weapons, ammunition, scouting. He's scouting ahead of time. He is trained. Who trained him? How would I know? Look, the whole point of, if you're going to go down the theory, and I'm not calling you crazy because you may very well be right. If you're going to go down the theory rabbit hole of this guy was trained by a nation state or even our own nation, if you're going to go with that, if that's what you believe, and a lot of people believe that, and I'm really not sure whether or not I believe that or not, but I'm leaning that way. But if you're going to go with Mossad, good point, Chris. Chris said it was Mossad. Okay, we'll go with Mossad. Figures it'd be you people, Chris. Anyway, no. If you're going to go with he was trained, if you're going to go with a nation state did it, Mossad, of course. If you're going to go with that, then you also have to go with the Patsy thing, meaning he was never supposed to live and didn't live. Did somebody take a very messed up 20-year-old commie dirtball, recruit him, train him, and turn him loose with the knowledge he wouldn't live through the day? I don't know. Again, I'm not here to spread rumors. I'm here to tell you what I know and tell you what I think and I feel. I know now multiple sitting members of Congress. I have talked to them privately, and every single one of them, to a man, believes that he had help of some kind, believes that he was not acting alone from the things that they found out. But again, what does that mean? Not acting alone can mean so many different things. Does it mean you found a disgruntled Vietnam vet down at the rifle range who taught you how to kill somebody because he was with the Phoenix Project back in the day? Maybe. That counts as having some help. Is your help some message board on the internet where they were teaching you how to recon and scout ahead? I don't know. Is your help, I don't know, whoever your handler is at the FBI? Oh, quit. But I don't know. I don't know. But this is a 20-year-old. What I do know, I know this much. Whether it was self or not, this was a trained human being. And Donald Trump should be dead. This dude did everything right. Without that head turn, Donald Trump is dead. That, yes, it's horrible and everything. I get that. That is still impressive for a 20-year-old with no military background. That's scary to me. It's scary to me that whether it's self-trained or trained by someone else, you can even get that kind of training and knowledge. That's something, isn't it? All right. You see this? This is from Zero Hedge. Funny money. Act Blue is accused of massive money laundering operation. Has Trump files an FEC complaint over $91 million transfer to Kamala. It looks really bad how they did this. And of course, it's all shady and illegal. But the question is, do you have a country where anyone will crack down on them for this? Probably not. Probably not. Jesse, what's the biggest media cover-up in the last 4 years and why? COVID, BLM riots, Biden's health. Well, it's not Biden's health. And I don't know that you can go with biggest, because those are all gigantic. But if you had to say biggest, if I had to say that, I would say it's COVID. The BLM riots were the most nefarious. The media has used racial tension to burn down cities and murder people for a long time. They've been doing this for a long time. So that's really, really evil what they do. But the impact of what we did during COVID, forget about still feeling it today. We will feel it for decades. stopping a $20 trillion economy and printing $6, $7 trillion, that's insane. And we are feeling it. Look, all that inflation, I know it's really easy to blame Biden. That inflation started when we started printing trillions of dollars because we had a chest cold. COVID is the biggest one because COVID, it altered this country forever, in my opinion. All right. We have a lot more to get to. Want to ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, assuming my voice holds up. So there was a mini controversy in the Kelly household today. Why? Well, this same story has played out many times in the Kelly household. The wife was in the kitchen. She was making some breakfast. And Fred made his way into the kitchen. And his nose was starting, I'll admit it, was inching up towards the counter. And then she yelled at him. And he got really upset. And he went away. And me and the boys had to comfort Fred because she just ripped his frigging heart out. And this is really how it works in the house. Whenever anyone yells at Fred, the other three people jump in immediately as if it's our job to protect the dog's emotional well-being. That's what this dog has done to the family. That's why we give him rough greens. Because we hope that big fluffy face of his is still sticking out over the counter for a very long time. And we know that Fred doesn't get nutrition from his dog food. He likes his dog food, but he doesn't get nutrition from it. All dog food is just empty calories. We pour rough greens on his food. So Fred gets all the vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega oils, digestive enzymes. It's made such a physical difference in Fred's life, in our life living with Fred. Call them. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday and Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. And I got a little update here from my buddy, field reporter Julio Rosas. We were just talking a little bit earlier about the animals and how they were defacing our monuments and burning American flags in D.C. yesterday. At least four of them have already had their charges dropped. And that is the street communist and elite communist relationship in a nutshell. The elite communists need the street communists. They need them to murder and vandalize and intimidate and do all the things they want done. And the street communists comply. The street communists are true believers. And they will do these things provided the elite communists give them the legal protection to do them without going to prison. And that's how it works in blue area after blue area in this country. It's why the peaceful meemaws from January 6th are facing felony convictions in heavy prison time. And it's why you can Molotov cocktail an NYPD cop car in New York City, and instead of facing 15 years in the clink, you're out in a year and a half protesting on behalf of Hamas today. That's a true story. Those same people were doing it. It's not two tiers of justice. It's justice for one side and none for the other. That's how it works. Like I said, get out. Get out of your red, get out of your blue area and get to a red one because you are not protected where you are. Jesse, today my family cooked your world famous burgers. This is approximately our 10th attempt at cooking them, and I thought I'd let you in on a few tips off the record, of course. First and foremost, the recommended amount of Chipotle Tabasco is excessive and makes the burgers fall apart. Cutting down the amount creates a flavorful burger that will not fall apart. Okay, pause on that. I get this complaint a lot, that the burgers fall apart. Burgers fall apart. And this may be the thing that confuses me the most. It's not a parachute. It's a cheeseburger. Who cares if it falls apart? Mine fall apart all the time. I love it. Then the cheese melts in between the little cracks and holes on there. And if there's any leftover cheesy burger bits on the griddle, I just scoop those right up and drop them on top of the burger. Anyway, what, Chris? Because we're not Mexican, Chris. Chris said, why not just make it a taco then? It's a cheeseburger. But you know what? You bring up a very good point, Chris. I would make it a taco. I'd drop it in a tortilla, and then I would eat like a king. Mexicans would love it, and everyone would love it. Why not make it a taco? You don't have to have a burger completely put together to make it a cheeseburger. That's just common sense. Why do people care if the stupid thing falls apart? It's not a big deal if the stupid thing falls apart. And I told you what happened the other day. I told you about my wife's homemade hamburger helper. Well, I had pre-made some Jesse Kelly burgers, and we were kind of out of burger, and she decided to make her hamburger helper, and she took my pre-made Jesse Kelly burgers and made her homemade hamburger helper with it. Oh, my freaking gosh. It was one of the best things I've ever eaten in my life. Anti-commie Ray Charles. That's not nice. Finally ordered your book. I ordered two so the wife and I could have our own. I also requested the Anti-Communist Manifesto for the local library. You should have seen their faces. We're trying to go once a week or so to the library to request pro-America movies and pro-America books. Taxes are paying for the building and everything in it, so we need to make sure they at least have pro-America resources. His name is Frankie. And I love that. No, it's not the Anti-Communist Manifesto part that I love, although obviously I appreciate that. I'm glad you like the book. That's wonderful. You want to talk about activism? It doesn't mean you have to run for office. That counts as activism. Anything that's on your heart to do, do it. It counts as being active. Do it. There's nothing small. There's nothing stupid. You don't have to run for United States Senator to save the country. There are a million little ways normal people can save the country. Save your community first. Remember, the future is family. The future is community. Whether or not America rebounds and is saved, or whether or not America comes apart and burns all the way down, if you have a strong community, you will be better off no matter what happens nationally. This sounds small, doesn't it? It's not. Once a week, they go down to the local library and they make sure that there's finally some non-carmy garbage in the local library. How small, stupid, insignificant. No, that's freaking awesome. That's one small way to do activism. Here's another small way for you. Everyone can do this. It doesn't even involve running for office or public speaking. Everyone's on a group text. Everyone's on a frigging group text. They're like a living hell. Send out election information to your group text. I don't care what it's on. I don't care whether it's your woman's Bible study, your dude's sport group, your fantasy football. Everyone can throw a text on there. Hey, heads up. Local election coming up this Tuesday. Get out there and vote for Jesse. He's the man. Give him dates. Give him times. It sounds like nothing. It's not nothing. Do you think the communists are sharing information about upcoming elections? I guarantee you they are, and they'll be there. Also, did you see the information about homes for sale right now? Please call Done For You Real Estate. Begin acquiring hard assets for yourself. The future is going to be hard assets. And again, just like we were just talking about, no matter what happens, whether the dollar rebounds and interest rates fall and the economy comes roaring back, or whether none of those things happen at all, you're never going to look at the properties you've acquired through Done For You Real Estate and regret it. This is for normal people to begin doing it. And they do it all for you. They'll find the property. They get the financing. They handle the closing. They handle the rental process. You begin building wealth outside of the traditional means. Hard assets. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out what they can do for you. It's not for rich guys. It's for you. Doneforyoujesse.com. These are wonderful people. All right? We'll be back.
Feeling a little stalky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So, Dome, going right after the new Democrat Party's demographic, decided to go on something called RuPaul's Drag Race. It's a show for drag queens. Drag queens and trannies and everything else. And well, here it was.
Hi, everyone. It's Kamala Harris. Each day, we are seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are, love who they love, openly and with pride. So as we fight back against these attacks, let's all remember, no one is alone. We are all in this together, and your vote is your power. So please make sure your voice is heard this November and register to vote at vote.
Why are you gay?
Yeah. Look, I think I have more peace with what's coming, at least now, as it stands today. I have more peace with what's coming in November that I think than a lot of people. I'm very hopeful we're going to win. I am. But I understand the possibility remains that we won't. Maybe they'll cheat. Maybe the country's too far gone that it won't happen. I understand that. I'm not going to make some prediction here. I don't know. But what I do know is it will be so clarifying this election. It will be clarifying. If the American people run to the polls and Trump just curb stomps Kamala Harris, they're done with the insanity. They're done with the open border. They're done with all the woke filth in our military everywhere else. If the American people are done with that and they go out and what happens in November is a complete rejection of this communist insanity, I think that will be very clarifying and very inspiring. And we might have that, right? And if the worst happens, if we wake up the day after Election Day and we're staring 4 years of President Kamala Harris in the face, in its own way, in its own horrible way, that will be very revealing as well. It'll be very, very clarifying about who we are as a people. Did you hear her first ad? We're not even the same people.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate. But us, we choose something different. We choose freedom.
Listen to, I'll let them keep going, but listen to how they campaign. They campaign as if they're not who they are. The people, the animals who are constantly vandalizing, constantly in the streets, constantly protesting, burning things down, accuse the others of being all about chaos. The party, remember the numbers I read you? The party that believed you should be taken away from your family and locked in a quarantine camp if you refused a COVID vaccination claimed to be the party of freedom. The party that tried to have you fired if you didn't take that poison shot calls themselves the party of freedom. It's like we're just an opposite species.
The freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jesse. I suffer from the same as all over 40-year-old men do with the ear and nose fuzz problems. But I am 2 years older than you and my hair is magnificent. Don't make me laugh. Magnificent, rich, and brown with a little handsome silver woven in. What a jerk. My question is, would you trade your profession as a world-famous radio host and world-famous author for my humble post as a humble back-of-the-house worker at a barbecue restaurant if you could have a glorious mane like I do? Yes. Yes, I would. Yes. Yeah, I definitely would. Joe Biden is in public service for 50 years, but what did he do in those 50 years? Can anyone think of anything? Well, this is part of the problem with citizens withdrawing from the political process, with citizens becoming apathetic. You end up being ruled by these people. It used to be in America that there was a demand for pelts on the wall. There was a demand that you have something on your resume of worth. Think about JFK. Think about this. JFK went to war. I'm not telling you to be the biggest JFK fan in the world, but I've always so admired the fact this was from a politically royal family. JFK's father was an ambassador, a very important man. And his son, who he was grooming to run for office, he didn't take a desk job somewhere, just kind of coast by. He almost died in World War II, and JFK, for the rest of his life, lived with a destroyed back that he suffered during World War II. George H.W. Bush, whatever you think about the Bush family, I'm not a big fan, is a freaking war hero. We used to demand that people who lead us, that people who represent us in Congress and the House, Senate, and the presidency, we used to demand that you show something on your resume besides running for office. Think about, you mentioned, what has Joe Biden done besides get elected? Nothing. And in fact, that's the same for Kamala Harris. What has she done? Nothing in life. And I don't mean it just has to be, quit, Chris, grow up. Why don't you grow up? Anyway, I don't just mean it has to be military service in war. I'm really not saying that. Run a small business ever? Lived any semblance of a normal life? Has she lived any kind of a life that would allow her to relate to people? Or has she accomplished a single thing outside of politics that is admirable? No, and I don't even mean to just point to Dome. It's so many of them now, Republican and Democrat, they don't do anything. They find a way to get elected the first time, and it's all they do for the rest of their lives. And that comes back to us. It comes back to we the people. We have got to demand better. We've got to demand more. These people are all losers. Jesse, Trump isn't one to break, and I can't fathom him returning to an ordinary citizen after this term. What do you speculate his next move will be in 5 years? Well, assuming his health remains where it should be, remember, in 5 years, Trump is going to be up there. He's going to be up there for sure, but he is active. He doesn't drink. His energy level looks good, appears to be in very good health. So we'll just assume, let's hope, that his health will be very good in 5 years. They're going to work on building a legacy. They're going to work on a Donald Trump, whatever you want to call it, MAGA, America First, however he wants to brand it. I mean, branding's his thing. They're going to work on building a legacy after that. These people, we talked about this before, presidents, generals, kings, these giants, these people who end up leading societies, they don't necessarily think the same way we think. I wonder which watch I'm going to hand to each of my sons. These people wonder which properties, which presidential library wing they're going to designate. I mean, we're talking about totally different ways of thinking. I would imagine he'll play a lot of golf and be heavily involved in trying to put as many Trump people in office from here on. All right, we have one segment left. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Look, when I get back here, I'm going to sound normal again, and I'll be able to speak up again and have more exuberance. Isn't that a great word, Chris? You would never think to use that word, exuberance. What, Chris? That's a great word. Anyway, but I'll the voice will be back, and I'll be able to project, and everything's going to be normal. Hopefully, this is the last show you have to hear this Jesse, who sounds like he's 9,000 years old. I also have really been enjoying referring to myself in the third person. I'm going to try to do that a lot more in the coming days. What, Chris? I should do it. All right, so we're going to get to some emails I didn't get to and stuff. I did want to hit on this really quick. It's a new survey came out from Pew Research, and the whole point of it is this. The younger you are, the more likely you are to say you don't want to have children in the future. As the generations go, the younger you get, the less likely you are to want kids. I'm not talking about people who want them and can't have them, or people who are single. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who are purposely taking themselves out of that equation. And this is something I've touched on before when it comes to the job market. The percentage of young men who have removed themselves from the job market is insane. It's a staggering number. I can't quite put my finger on it because I don't think like this, but it just seems like a lot of people are checking out, getting to the point where they're checking out. Don't want to succeed. Don't want to bother with a family. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Just remember what we talked about earlier in the show when it comes to taking chances and adventures and stuff. Man, swing for the fences in life. Fellas, go approach that dime. Yeah, she might say no. Might even laugh at your face. You might end up married to her with five kids and the happiest man on the planet 10 years from now. If you don't go approach that dime and talk to her, you're never going to know. You're never going to know. All right? Go live life. Also, if you want those kids, it's really important that you get some testosterone. Gentlemen, T levels are not something that just affect the older men now because of what we've done to our water supply in this country. Testosterone levels are down with 20-year-olds. 20-year-olds. I can't believe that's where we are. You should be dripping testosterone when you're 20 years old, but we're losing it. And when we try to fix that problem, what do? We run down to the local clinic and you get a needle injected in your arm. And that is so awful for you. Naturally, handle problems that arise naturally every chance you get. It's what a male vitality stack from Chalk is all about. Natural herbal supplements. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, Chalk lit powder, whatever you're looking for. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse, or you can call or text them 50CHALK3000. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails
we didn't get to.
Threat to democracy. Jesse, I'm worried about the P-12 kids today. What will they learn in history covering the last 8 years? How will your version of history differ from that of communist John Denver? If the left write the history books, but look, this is the problem. I only read this because I want to make sure everyone is aware. Scholastic. You've heard of them, I hope. If you haven't, just know they're the largest producer of textbooks in the United States of America. The chances your child's school uses Scholastic books are very, very strong. Scholastic is a despicable, America-hating, Western civilization-hating, communist company, and you need to get those books out of your child's school. Talk to the principal. Get on the school board. They are already writing the history books. That's why your child comes home from school and thinks FDR walked on water and Andrew Jackson's the Antichrist, because the America haters have been writing the textbooks for a long time. Be aware of it. Airplane bathroom bomber. Hey, you guys, why is fascism associated with the far right when the definition more clearly describes the far left? Again, because the people who hate the United States of America, hate Republicans, hate anyone on the right, they're also the people who write the textbooks. So they have found a way to make sure you can graduate from high school without knowing the endless horrors of communism, but you will believe every Republican you see is adjacent to Adolf Hitler because they took over the education system. They didn't take over the education system by accident. If you read the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, you would already know they sought out the education system on purpose because it gives them access to your children. Jesse, what do you believe old Joe, or when do you believe old Joe will be issuing official pardons? Signed, an 84-year-old listener. well, he's going to do this probably right before he leaves office, like all presidents do. And it's no mystery. They're always political. Of course, Hunter's going to get off scot-free and he's going to go down his list of friends. It's pretty revealing about who presidents pardon at the end. Jesse, please tell me you saw the recent Dune movies. What did you think? I thought the Dune movies were really, really good, especially the first one. The second one I thought it was really good as well. But I don't know. I kind of like those. They are a little long, Chris. They are a little long. That was a really good point. They're a little long. I don't know. I'm going to sound old fashioned. I like movies where good guys and bad guys, there's a very clear line. I like movies where good is fighting against evil. We've kind of gone away from those. That's exactly right, Chris. Lord of the Rings. That's right. I like movies like that because that's how it used to be. Today, for very obvious reasons, they try to blur those lines with everything. Well, no one's really good, or he's just kind of misunderstood. No, no. That is a big reason why young people feel purposeless and listless today. We act like there's no good, there's no bad, there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no good side and bad side. None of it really matters in the end. It does. And so I guess that's a big part of why I liked it. I like brave people fighting against evil and succeeding. Jesse, Biden left because of health reasons, mainly being old. Do you think some of the other fossils will leave? Joe Biden did not leave because of health reasons, and he didn't leave because he was old. He left because all the people who are now slobbering all over him pushed him out.
He's done an unnatural thing, very rare in the annals of history. He stepped away from power, and he did it in the interest of the country.
In spite of, as he said, personal ambition.
I think this will, history will look kindly on Joe Biden, and I think people will look differently on him tomorrow than they did a week ago. And they will maybe see his achievements and his commitment to this country more clearly.
You mean after the media got done completely destroying his reputation and pushing him out of the race, they're now going to dig in and rehab that image as part of his severance package for giving up power? That is what you meant there, David Axelrod, right? Joe Biden didn't leave because he's old. He didn't leave because he sucks. He didn't leave because he's in poor health. He left because he was told to leave. And he was told or else. All right, now I'm leaving. I'm going to have to catch you next week. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.